Just how good is Pokemon Conquest on the Nintendo DS? Surprisingly good. You'd never think that a cult favorite NES strategy game that never really caught fire in the United States would somehow, some way play a part in one of the coolest Pokemon spin-offs of all time. And there's reason to believe why people would look at Pokemon Conquest and go, "What the hell? Why would I want to buy this?" Because Pokemon Rumble Blast 3D was mediocre, and sure, people like myself have spent over 100 hours playing it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's any good. Trying to cash in on like a dungeon crawler formula, the Pokemon Rumble Blast was fun, but it never really captured what it was like to really play the game. The Pokemon didn't evolve, you never really got attached to them. And it was just a way to kill time on the 3DS until something better came along. And even though Conquest is a DS game, it still looks great on the 3DS, and even though there's no 3D function, it's a great looking game. The sprites are beautifully animated, they're drawn well. It looks like a high quality anime mixed with Pokemon. Gameplay, it's essentially Final Fantasy Tactics meets Nobunaga's Ambition meets Pokemon. There's about 200 Pokemon in the game. They evolve. And even though they only have one move, there's all different tactics involved, and they all have their different powers and all the same weaknesses and things that made Pokemon Red, Blue, and all the original ones so much fun. Transfer over to this game beautifully. When a Pokemon evolves in Conquest, you get that same feeling that when they do in the other Pokemon games, in the original Pokemon games. You can collect wild Pokemon, but for the most part, you're building an army, and every Pokemon has a trainer attached to them. So it's kind of cool. So at the same time, though, it does get a little bit repetitive because there aren't that many character models for the Pokemon that you meet along the way. So while you'll meet different Pokemon, the trainers, even though they'll have different names and whatnot, they all look the same, and the dialogue is a little boring. But aside from that, the actual gameplay is where it's at. It's a lot of fun. Again, that growing process between the trainer and the Pokemon is still there, yet the core gameplay is strategy in nature and not RPG, so it ends up working beautifully. The sound is great, the music is great, like most Pokemon games. There's a bunch of other things that you can do, mining for gold and, training your forces and stuff, and that's directly carried over from Nobunaga's Ambition. And I haven't played those enough to really get a good sense of what they do and how they affect gameplay. Because to be honest, the most fun is just going and taking over kingdoms with your team. So for now, the first 3 or 4 hours into the game, I've defeated about, I think, the first 8 castles, and I'm having a blast. Just because the story is pretty cool, it's what you would expect from a Pokemon game. But the actual strategy elements of the title, fighting and, bringing these guys up the battlefield and whatnot, is just super, super intuitive, super easy, and just a lot of fun. So for now, even though I'm not at a place to say how good the game is, I would say that any Pokemon fan will feel right at home despite the complete genre change, and will find it a nice offbeat, a nice game to kill some time until that new Pokemon game finally comes out for the Nintendo DS.